Steve-O is the legend that, of course, is responsible for a huge part of Jackass and Jackass 2.
And Wild Boys.
Wild Boys. See Steve-O in the TV the Movie, opening tomorrow in select theaters, whatever that is, tvthemovie.com. And here he is. This is the very famous Steve-O. Something's going on. There's a delay. Hey, look at you, man. Big star. Steve-O's got a brand new tattoo of Steve-O on his forearm. All right?
That's good, yeah.
Well, you already had a Steve-O tattoo, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, but this one's, like, cool.
Let me see. You didn't like the other one?
Kind of looks like Peter Lorre. You know what? It's not even a good picture of you. Who did the work?
There's a fan on my website, and I bought the rights to it for $5,000.
What?
Bought the rights to your image?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He made a tattoo of you and you had to buy the rights?
Well, yeah, because I wanted to sell t-shirts and skateboards and stuff with it on there.
Right. How's that going? Do people buy a lot of your t-shirts and stuff? Do they want to look like you?
You know, I haven't started selling them yet, but...
I mean,
you
weird.
Think there's a market out there.
Yeah.
What if there's a huge market for people who want to walk around with Steve-O on their t-shirt?
Dude, you'd be surprised.
I got one.
Would you?
Yeah, I got one. What the fuck?
What the fuck? You wear that.
Yeah,
it's a good way to say fuck you to your family and friends and like sort of be a
rebel.
This is
my hero, Steve-O.
Steve-O is my hero.
Actually, I only bought one shirt with a guy's face on it once when I was 17. And I bought at a Bruce concert. And the next morning, I mean, I love Springsteen. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yeah, where are you going to wear it?
It's a guy's face.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Did you read in the paper there was some guy who was like a huge fan of yours and I guess he was high. And he stapled his hand to the table. He was trying to imitate you stapling your nuts.
What happened to him?
They rushed him to the hospital. He was all fucked up. I mean, he couldn't deal with it. Have you ever stapled your hand? I imagine that'd be nothing for you.
I've had, like, dudes stapling things to their forehead, like, right into their...
Well, this guy evidently had to be rushed to the hospital. He
sounds like a wuss.
Yeah. He would never go to the hospital.
What a homo.
Yeah, I mean, at least staple your nuts.
Do you think that your pain tolerance is so great that you could resist torture, like if, you know...
Nah.
You wouldn't be able to do that?
Do you think you would ever go over to, like, Iraq and like, for Jackass 3 and let them torture you? You know what I mean? Like, that'd be good.
I can't picture that, no.
You know, you would pull out your nails and stuff. I bet you could... If anyone could handle it, it'd be you. You're pretty macho.
I tried that once when I was all heroined up once. This sounds awful. I can't believe I'm saying this. This sounds stupid. But heroin's the ultimate painkiller. The bear aspirin company invented the fucking shit, the kill pain. And when I was really out of it one day, I took like a hammer and I tried hitting my fingers to see what tolerance I had.
Right.
And I was fucked
like
up. I was fucked up and I had no remembrance of it, but it got pretty hard. And my fingers were all fucked up the next
day. Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean, it really is a pain. I mean, I guess on heroin you could deal with torture.
Steve, what about that, though? Do you think some of your stunts come out as a result of being so screwed up on drugs that you can actually sort of be pain resistant and you kind of don't know what you're doing?
No, I don't think there's anything I do that's harder than, say, working at McDonald's or something, you know.
No, what's the most hard for you?
Having a regular job would be way more torture.
Really?
What's the most hardcore? Like, you'd have to be on heroin to have a regular job.
I guess. I don't know.
What's the most hardcore thing you've ever done? Seriously, in your opinion, the most hardcore thing?
I mean, there's been a lot of close calls. I told you about the time when I injected the 5 ounces of vodka in my arm.
No!
What happened?
That was a long time ago. I was fine.
But it fucked you up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not the same as drinking it. It's like it goes right into the bloodstream.
I could feel it burning. It was like...
Yeah, that wasn't meant to be shot into there.
I know.
Did you consult a doctor before you did it, or did you... Did you research?
I just met this registered nurse who was recently fired from her job at the hospital. And
right.
I talked her into it. So.
Perfect.
That's why they had to fire her. She'd go for anything.
Well, I told you, I saw Wild Boys recently. Last week I was watching Wild Boys and that thing with the bear, dude, with the marshmallows and shit.
Yeah.
What was the bear doing, Artie?
Well, Steve-O just lays there.
He's covered in honey, right?
Honey and marshmallows. The fucking bear comes out of the woods and just starts licking it off, and then it bites his nipple.
See, that to me is very hardcore because we saw what happened with Steve Irwin, and we see, you know, I mean, that could easily go wrong and a bear just eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you sit there and you're just like, hey, you're not high, and you're sitting there going, okay, this could be it, but I'm into it. This is what I want to do for a living. That's wild, man.
I mean, yeah. I mean, at least I would have the footage. You know, like,
I know.
He always is about the footage.
That was the first thing I thought when I heard about Steve Irwin. I thought, man, he got the footage.
And now they want you to show it.
They destroyed it.
Yeah, his wife
destroyed
it. I'm
not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but you would want them to show that.
I mean, if it was me, people would want to see it, you know? But Steve Irwin is so kid-friendly, and it's kind of upsetting.
You're kid-friendly.
What kid doesn't like Steve-O?
Yeah, my kids are going to like him. I'm going to raise cool kids. But do you think Steve Irwin wanted that shown, you think? Or no? You think he'd be mad at them destroying it?
No, because he's not like a jackass kind of thing. He didn't want that shown, probably.
Yeah, still, I mean, years from now, maybe somebody could have learned something from this. I mean, you don't know what was on that video.
Yeah, I would have learned not to handle a stingray.
Yeah, right. Don't pet stingray.
You know what I still think is the funniest thing is that he was in his full Crocodile Hunter outfit.
I know. Swimming in
underwater.
The water. That's pretty wild.
Or anything else?
That's pretty wild, you know?
That's the crazy thing.
Like, isn't he like Tim on a vacation day?
See,
just
that's why
something
seems,
else?
It seems stupid to me, because if he was really going to deal with animals underwater, wouldn't you wear what the underwater dudes wear?
No.
No, he's in his khaki outfit.
Yeah, that's right. The guy went down, committed to his art form.
Yeah. Just to show you can die chewing bubble gum.
Were you pleased with $73 million take on Jackass 2, or were you disappointed?
Well, I mean, obviously I was pleased.
Right, I would be.
Yeah,
73 is a lot of money.
But is that the full take? Is that worldwide? Or is that
No, that's
domestic?
Just domestic, yeah.
Why do they do that when they report the earnings of a movie? Why do I care if the money comes from the United States or Europe? What was the full take on the movie? Do you know?
I don't know. They keep it separate like that.
So how much did it make worldwide?
I think in general, the rest of the world combined is kind of equal to America.
So you're saying
you're over $100 million.
Yeah.
You're saying it was like $150 million for Jackass 2?
Probably, yeah, but I think it's still going, like, internationally, so.
Wow, awesome.
And on DVD, I mean, it's crazy.
But has it been released on DVD already?
Yeah,
already. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why so fast? Is that because they said, hey, this thing has a shelf life, so we got to get it right out?
I don't know. I mean, it came out the day after Christmas, so.
Awesome. And you're getting a cut, right?
That's how I understand it, yeah.
We're looking at a very rich man, or you haven't received a check yet?
Nothing on the back end yet, but I guess like that comes in quarterly or whatever. I don't know.
But are you going to?
I think I'm going to get pretty goddamn rich, Howard.
Really? Oh, you deserve
now,
it.
Is he going to be dangerous with money?
Well, I mean, like,
yeah,
I
is it just stupid giving you money?
I mean, what am I going to do? I don't own a car. I don't own a house.
Will you gamble it away? Will you?
Nah, I don't. I've never gambled in my life. I just give all my money to my dad.
And he takes it and he invests it for you.
Yeah.
Because I got to figure you're going to have some pretty whopping medical bills.
Well, I mean, the Screen Actors Guild.
You'd
expect them to know not to insure me, but they do.
Yeah.
The only place I can't see Jackass doing real well is like the Middle East, because in the Middle East, those guys are pussies.
That's
you know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone, what are they doing?
Everyone's blowing themselves up. You know, they're like, ah, this guy, he just wrestles a deer.
Oh,
big
he
deal.
Lived. No big deal.
We strap on bomb and blow ourselves up.
I lived in a chick flick called Jackass.
Those guys need to figure out remote controls.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, nobody's told them, thank goodness.
Ain't no fun if they do that. So, if, in fact, we're looking at a $73 million domestic take and another $73 million around the world, we're looking at a big movie star, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess you'd say, you know.
Are you
getting deals?
Have you gotten additional offers for movies?
Well, I'm here to promote another movie, man, like... This National Lampoon's TV, the movie, I'm the number one name in the credits.
Is that right?
Yeah, top billing, dude, lead man.
So the movie I was just playing on the air, where you're totally incoherent. What are you doing? You're sucking out tremendous amounts of what?
Nitrous oxide, yeah.
Nitrous oxide, that's what's in those balloons. And you're so messed up, you can't even make a coherent sentence.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a memory of how messed up you were, or does that go into blackout?
Well, I remember, like, the part that you were playing was from the deleted scenes, the bonus features.
Right.
And,
bonus features.
Clearly that was, like, that's in the deleted scenes because it was all just far too disturbing. Like, I don't remember any of it.
What do you do when you're on nitrous? Not only can't you talk, but I see you were in your underpants and you're running around your apartment, but throwing yourself onto the floor. I mean, you really...
Is that really your house? You said it looked like a bomb hit it.
Yeah. Is that your place?
Yeah, that's it really is. And I just did, legitimately, I filmed MTV Cribs there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so we've got, like, the fiction pads and... It's kind of funny.
So now that you're a big movie star, Has anyone asked you to act legitimately? I mean, not just to be a jackass guy, but to actually be in a movie like Johnny Knoxville's in movies?
I did actually take an acting role on The O.C.
Were you able to memorize lines? I mean, you're pretty shot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Are you like a kid actor? They just whispered in your ear?
You know, the part wasn't really all that demanding. I had to play a drunk Marine.
I see, but I could see that. Were you nervous?
You're getting typecast.
Were you nervous doing real acting? I could see that being intimidating for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think that the best thing for me, sort of coming off of Jackass, this National Lampoon's TV, the movie, like I was creatively in control of everything I did. Nobody even tried to give me a script for anything, and it's just, I mean, it's pretty,
it's better,
you know, like, it's a really kind of appropriate departure from Jackass, if I wanted to go that route.
So is there a career plan here? Am I hearing Steve-O has a plan, that he's going to, like, think this is the appropriate thing for him to do after Jackass?
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I can't believe there's a plan.
Yeah, really. Somebody sits down and thinks about
it.
Yeah, I don't have too much of a plan, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I guess I don't even know if you can call it acting, what I did in this TV, the movie, but I sure had a good time.
Is nitrous oxide your favorite drug to do?
I've moved on from that.
What are you doing now?
I'm really focusing on the marijuana.
What is your favorite drug of all time? I mean, you've been known to try everything. You're a daredevil, and drugs are included in your lifestyle. What is the drug of choice for Steve-O?
Really, marijuana.
Marijuana?
Yeah.
Have you tried acid?
Sure, yeah. I used to take acid, like, I mean, not all the time, but, like, I remember one time taking it at 8 in the morning while I was walking to high school.
Weren't you nervous? Weren't you nervous with all those hallucinations? Isn't that a little hardcore? Isn't that too much for you? You liked
it. There was a couple times when acid got a little bit too heavy for me, but...
Have you tried heroin?
I've never even laid eyes on heroin.
What about cocaine? Have you tried that?
I've done plenty of cocaine, but never smoked crack.
Mushrooms?
Meth?
Sure, yeah.
Crystal meth?
I've done crystal meth, but really, I never got into it, thank God.
I see. So you have stated...
Ketamine. I'm a big fan of ketamine.
Really? Cat tranquilizer?
Yeah, I think they tranquilize horses with it, too.
What does that
Ecstasy
do to you?
Ecstasy is a lot of fun.
Ecstasy you like. So you're a big drug guy, but I read that you are thinking of giving up drugs.
Well, yeah.
What is it, lint?
Yeah, what is that? You have to give up something you love?
Well, no, like... with the cocaine, I started becoming unprofessional. You know, like
what would that look like?
Yeah, how do you do that when you're on Jackass?
I mean, I know. I mean, it was getting in the way of my work, and that's saying something. You know,
how does it get in the way of your work?
Because I would do it for 3 days in a row,
right.
And then it's like I would sleep for like 18 hours, and then get up and do it in 3 days in a row, and. I mean, it got in the way of my work.
And how does that work to get money for it? Because you give all your money to your dad. Do you keep aside a certain amount of money for coke and drugs and food? I mean,
I have a business manager, and like all my bills and checks go to him. And then, you know, when there's too much in, we distribute to my dad.
Right.
But the drug dealer doesn't give you a bill.
Yeah, this one does. This is Hollywood. What about now the level of pussy must be amazing for Steve-O because you really are legitimized now with your second film.
It's pretty wild, you know? Like,
yeah. I mean, you're accepted now and able to go to all the parties. I see.
You're hanging with all the trust fund babies and all that
right.
stuff.
Right. I mean, you're really a guy. They'll even have you to their house and stuff. It's like a big deal to get you there. What's going on with pussy and how is it down? Be honest. Everyone wants
I really screwed myself with that whole Nicole Richie episode. Like,
why? You were a gentleman.
Well, because of course, I was a gentleman, but you're very candid about masturbating in her bed and this stuff. I think that...
That's a compliment to her.
I know. I mean, I don't think that there's a higher form of flattery than masturbating.
You jerked off on her while she was asleep, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why is that a big deal?
Didn't find that good?
Yeah,
did she say something to you? That must have been funny.
I just think that famous chicks are pretty well aware that as soon as I get done boning them, I'm going to be bragging about it.
So that's part of the deal.
I think I cock-blocked myself in that respect.
Well, they get Steve-O kind of wild
sex. Yeah, the
sex.
Benefit for them is they get
now the civilians, though.
Well, are you going through? So Nicole Richie, after you came on our show and talked about jerking off on Nicole Richie's bed and on her back and everything, does she call you and say, Steve-O, look, you know, you can't go around saying this kind of thing?
No, I didn't.
She was cool.
No, I talked to her once since then. She wasn't mad She said my movie was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So she's cool about it. So
yeah,
you don't
totally.
Get in trouble for it. People
right.
expect it. Now, have you been to some great homes? Have you been to some, like, Lindsay Lohan's house now? Are you getting invited to...
Lindsay Lohan really lives in a hotel.
Can you hang with her?
Yeah, sometimes I hang out with Lindsay.
Can you believe this? I mean, you were like a bum growing up. Now you're in Lindsay Lohan's hotel. I mean, look at you.
That's funny.
Right? Do you ever just pinch yourself and go, man? Well, I mean, do you ever just staple your nuts and go, man?
I am awake.
You know, like, a lot of the time I just research myself on the internet. You know, like, I Google myself. And you know. And
you're one of those guys
I
you
just
hate.
Get, you know, I've never been in a tabloid magazine and not ecstatic about it. You know, like.
Right. It's way cool.
I know. I mean, yeah, like. For sure, but, you know, with, I guess, success comes all the pressure to, you know, like,
maintain it.
You
yeah.
have pressure?
Well, yeah. Like,
of course he does. Like, what's he going to do now? Now, Johnny Knoxville, I don't think he wants to do a Jackass 3, does he?
I don't know. I think we've all got a lot of emotional healing to do, you know.
Have you spoken to Johnny since? Because Johnny's made it clear that while you're his friend and everything, he says he can't take much of Steve-O. It's hard to be around. I feel like he works with you and then he just gets the hell away from you, you know. Have you spoken to Johnny since the success of the film?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you calling what, once a week?
I mean, I don't have a time frame. Normally it's when, you know, like when I've got news or like a cool email, you know.
Right. So you do talk to him.
Yeah,
he is
sure.
your friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's giving me a hard time, but.
But does he want to do a Jackass 3? My guess is no. Unless his career goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, I can't speak for anyone's intention to do Jackass 3. I mean, it's kind of like, what do we do next? You know, like.
What are you
I had an idea.
I kind of wanted
to see someone like. Shove their pinky up someone's ass and cut it off, you know. And
leave the pinky in the ass.
Yeah, the stinky pinky.
Are you thinking of doing that? Shoving
well,
your
we
pinky
have,
up?
Like, the idea came because, you know, the dude, Dane Drayon, had the pubic hair all over his face?
Yes.
He broke his finger shooting the movie, and it's, like, not healed right. There's blood not flowing to it. So he's on deck for an amputation.
They got to take it off?
So I'm just thinking, if it's coming up anyway, let's...
Wow, what a great stunt. Now, you thought of this. Did you call the guys and say, before you cut that finger off, let's stick it up someone's ass? Because
yeah,
it could be big money?
I'm thinking stick it up someone's ass first, and then cut
and then
it
cutting
off.
It off. Right. And letting it live in there. Who knows, maybe blood will return to the area.
Yeah, you never know.
Right. So you think this kind of thing up, and you call the guys and go, hey, I think I have the basis of our next movie.
Well, I mean, that's not going to be the basis of an entire movie, it's a real...
It's good thinking.
It's a creative pool, you know, like everyone can throw in there.
I love that idea. I really do.
The sticky dinky, yeah.
Yeah.
Then all we got to do is break into the Bronx Zoo with a pocket full of Viagra and water-based lubricant.
Wow, that's great.
If I can sodomize me, the king of the jungle, then I'm on my way.
Two great ideas. How about eating the finger after it's been in some guy's ass?
Yeah, I wouldn't pick your nose with it. That's cool, too.
That's cool, too, right.
How about eating it, then shitting it out, then eating it again?
Oh,
that's
Artie.
Hardcore.
You could be one of the jackasses.
Well,
you'd
yeah.
have to put it into a condom and tie the condom in or not, otherwise...
get all
he corrected the idea.
Because of stomach acid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I got to tell you something. You could sit here and laugh at all this stuff, but this is big money this guy's talking about.
These
are brilliant movie ideas. You got guys sitting and writing movies all day that don't make 2 cents. This guy shits out a finger. You're talking a Hollywood gold.
You're talking number one at the box office.
10 years ago, I don't know if I would have backed that. Now I'd be like, okay, where do I sign up? I mean, it's unbelievable. And what about your body now? What have you done to recently? Have you burned it recently? Have you put any more piercings? Have you? What have you done?
I mean, I guess I've been getting tattooed kind of a lot, but...
You're going to slow down?
I'm in pretty good shape, you know? Like, over the holidays...
You rested up?
Yeah, I went home to visit my family in Florida for 3 weeks, and they've been kind of concerned about my lifestyle and, you know, the negative impact.
Now they're getting concerned?
Yeah, they're thinking that, you know, my lifestyle might have a negative impact on my health. So so I agreed to go to any and all doctor's appointments that they set up for me. So I just got back from visiting a gastroenterologist and a cardiologist.
And what did they say?
Like an endoscopy. Everyone said I was in great health.
Great health. And that really
is a real doctor.
See, I believe if you do die during a Jackass stunt, your parents wouldn't allow the film to be released. That's the problem.
No way.
Have you got that written down somewhere that it must be released?
I've never heard of a contract that had a clause to...
No, you might want to think about that clause. It's a service. No one wants to be denied that. So, tell me, get back to the girls.
Okay.
What is going on, really, in the life of Steve-O? Is there an endless orgy?
Or is there a special girl? What's going on?
What's going on?
You know, like, I gotta tell you, like, the real truth is, it's easier to get pussy at this point.
Of course.
But pussy is just a pain in the ass more than anything.
Like, go ahead, explain. Because a lot of guys would take offense to that and say, you know, he's a big shot. You're banging models, you're banging actresses. And then to hear you say it's a pain in the ass.
Well, it's a pain in the ass. Like, rather than considering them conquests, I really feel like I'm recruiting stalkers. You know, like, honestly, like every time you fuck a girl, all of a sudden she thinks that she's your girlfriend.
Have you ever fucked a girl and had feelings for her and want to be with her and get romantic love? Or you?
I can't. I don't even know how to fuck chicks, dude. I make love. Put it this way. I feel that it would be impossible to promote safe sex without practicing it.
Right. You don't practice it.
He's
trying to make a point. What is your point?
So, my point is, safest sex I ever had was with hookers, right?
Right.
And I can't even fuck a hooker without snuggling with her all night. in the morning, you know.
I had a spoon
with a hooker and then, like, take off to go shoot all day long. I'll leave a hooker in my damn
Why do you have to fuck hookers if you're getting this much pussy?
I've never had any hooker activity in America.
Right.
Only in foreign countries where there is a language barrier.
Is it great to have a hooker?
I consider it more like sightseeing, really. You know, it's kind of like, all right, you know, let's go to the whorehouse.
Will they blow you with a condom on their mouth?
Yeah,
does that feel good?
It doesn't feel bad.
And you can come from that?
Dude, I got a hair trigger, bro.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm with you.
And once you've had sex with a chick, like, say, three times, then all of a sudden you're like a stallion, you know? And, like,
right.
But provided it's the first time and there's, like, the sort of strange, new, exciting pussy about it, like,
You come right away. Do you have to apologize to someone?
It's so far. Like, I'll apologize it's the highest form of flattery, I think, is premature ejaculation.
Are you premature or is just two strokes and you're done?
A lot of people would call that premature.
I've done that to two pump jump with girls, and then done it again right after. Still done two pump.
Oh my god! I've been on round three. Right. I've been in three pump jump.
And I say to them, "Look, it feels good. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm overwhelmed by your beauty. You know, you got me all worked up.
Right.
I can't even handle. I think it's flattering, but
ever get a sexually transmitted disease?
I've not had my wiener complain to me, I have no idea. I think some people, maybe because I drink tap water in Indonesia, and like I've drank tap water all over the world, maybe that helped build my immune system up, but I would be pretty shocked if I haven't been exposed as STDs.
Who are the famous girls you're hanging around with now? Not even sex. I'm saying, like, who is your crowd now that you can go to that is famous that we would be very impressed with? When you hang out on a Friday or Saturday night,
who are you calling to say, what are you doing and where are you going? Who's the crowd?
Yeah, you got to tell us. It's crazy. Paris Hilton?
Yeah, sometimes I hang out with Paris Hilton.
Look at you.
One time Paris even brought me to Vegas on her private jet for a big birthday party.
Look at you.
She has a private jet?
I don't know if it was hers, maybe she rented it, but it was pretty cool. It's like, I'm hanging on a private
jet. Did you bang her?
Nah.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Why not?
I would tell you if I did.
Why haven't you banged Paris Hilton?
I think that,
from what I hear, it's not that difficult if you can get in her inner circle.
It's really, the majority of the time I see Paris, she's with Stavros.
Stavros Nicaragos?
Yeah, Niarcos.
I don't know.
I don't know. And the thing is, like, it's kind of rad, like, being friends with Paris Hilton and stuff, but it's got to figure, like, man, as soon as I hump her, I'm going to brag to everyone about it, and then,
Who have you humped? That's really interesting. Who have you got?
This one chick in the real world.
Oh, no kidding.
A real world chick.
That's nice.
But, you know, like, that might not be, like,
it's a big deal.
A lot of people don't think that's a big deal, but while I was humping her, she was on the TV screen there. So it's like she was on the TV and I was humping her.
You know who you should bang? I was thinking about you. Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how crazy would that
now
be?
Now, that's a score.
Steve O and Oprah.
And that's a, you know, that's jackass material.
Oprah Winfrey, Negro woman from the South.
Mark, you're on the air in Vegas. Go ahead. Say hi to Steve O, who, by the way, has exciting news. He's in TV, the movie, opening tomorrow in select theaters. If you want more Steve O, it's available right now. Go to TVTheMovie.com. And to win a cast of Steve O's ball, go to VillageVoice.com. Everyone is talking about that. If you want Steve O's balls, go to VillageVoice.com. It's an actual plaster cast of your balls.
It is. You know the one movie theater that's all famous in L.A. and they've got the handprints and cement?
Grauman's
Chinese.
Yeah. I was on the red carpet of our TV, the movie, friend, and they brought just like a squared section of that. And
you dipped your balls in.
Yeah, like I kind of got in push-up position, yeah. Like put my balls and my dick on the cement.
You
and then
teabagged
Wee Man,
the cement.
Then Wee Man climbed up on my butt and jumped up and down. So.
Wee Man's always fun.
Yeah, he's great.
Mark, go ahead if you have a question for Steve-O.
Yeah, Steve-O. Hey, when you jacked off on Nicole Richie, you inspired me so much.
Do you mean when I bragged about it? Or?
When I heard about it.
When
it's
you heard
exciting.
It, okay.
That's so sexy.
Yeah, when you did that, I invented BukakiT-shirt.com.
Doesn't it not require more than one dude?
Anyway, Mark, you have a question?
Yeah, would you ever staple your lip shut?
Would you ever staple your lip shut? Would you ever consider something like that?
That sounds like a step backwards to me, to be honest.
It sounds like something that you would have done maybe years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's not hardcore. That would be easy for you.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
No.
Are you coming to Vegas for the porno convention?
When is it?
It's actually this weekend.
This weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're not booked for that. All right, Sal and Richard want to challenge you again.
All right.
I'm sure you get a lot of this.
I guess I was pretty impressed last time I was here.
All right.
I can smell burning nutsack.
Yeah, these guys burn their balls right in front of Steve-O.
Was there any, burn like blisters to show off, like
I don't know. I hear Richard and Sal. They say they have a challenge for Steve-O. I don't know anything about
it.
Where
are they?
And I don't know what they're planning on challenging him to do. But let's find out. All right, Sal and Richard, what do you have for us? And make it quick because Steve's got a lot going on.
What we want to do is we want to challenge Steve-O to a rubber band snapping contest to the balls. Snapping rubber bands against our nuts.
Go ahead.
See how many snaps he could take against us.
Steve, do you accept their challenge?
Man, again, I gotta say that sounds like a step backwards, dude.
He says it's not that difficult.
These guys could just fire up footage of me powering an industrial staple through my nutsack.
Yeah, how really? Yeah, here's the guy. Would you guys be willing to take a staple gun to your nutsack? No, I mean, he's done way worse.
Yeah, like,
nutsack.
What the fuck am I going to do with a rubber band?
How about this one? Who? Let's do a challenge. Who can twist their cock the most amount of times?
Man.
Now, what do you think of that? Who could twist their cock the most amount of times? Does that sound interesting
twisting,
to you?
I can do it three.
Cock twisting is pretty rad.
I did it seven.
You could do it seven times.
I got up to seven.
Yeah, but he's got a foreskin.
Using your foreskin. Right.
Hey, guys, I don't want you to get the feeling that I'm...
pussying out?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to let you guys fucking own it.
Well, we just like to have fun with you while you're here, right. You know?
We have one more. Penis tug of war.
What is a penis tug of war? What do you
got?
Guys
a rubber band.
God. Go ahead.
And we'll put on each of our penises, we'll put a rubber band, and then we'll walk backwards.
Oh.
And
whoever
crosses the line. Whoever crosses the line behind him first wins.
Well, loses.
That's pretty hardcore. What do you think of these
boys? I've never,
what?
Felt more hit on by dudes in my life.
You feel these guys are very gay, right?
I absolutely just feel completely creeped out.
Are they gay?
You know, I felt a little bit on the fence last time I was here when it was the kiss makeup. And
yeah.
I'm just, why am I staring at this asshole's dick the whole time?
You see, I feel the same way. I feel they just want to do gay stuff to each other.
Yeah.
Well, no, we admire Steve-O. We just love doing this stuff for him.
And that's another excuse to get gay.
You know, Steve had the same reaction as Shaggy 2 Dope to you guys. When he almost beat the shit out of him.
Shaggy 2 Dope almost beat him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were naked in front of him. Yeah.
Would you stick your dick in Tabasco? I'll do that against you. That's not gay.
That is that gnarly? I mean...
That'll burn like a motherfucker.
You sure, though?
It's awesome.
How do you know? Have you ever like,
I put like Bengay and toothpaste on my dick and it burns, so I can only imagine what Tabasco will do.
They'd like whatever it is to just get my dick out.
Now you guys are saying you're going to do a tug of war with your penises?
Yeah.
Isn't that a hand job?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Richard wants. But
no, we won't be. What, you're ragging on my idea?
No,
you wanted us to get flipped in our necks with rubber bands.
I got to take my dick out again and do something with your dick.
Drag.
And,
yeah. He's just worried because his wife freaks out when he takes his dick out.
Who cares about
that? All right, well, I guess Steve-O doesn't
know. Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I did prepare a little bit of performance.
What do you got for
it? I'm going to worry about it. First one, like, if you don't mind, can I plug my bitch-ass new website?
Go ahead.
Because I had one for, like, 5 or 6 years, and then... Yeah, relationship soured, and I had a big lawsuit, and so...
Why was there a lawsuit over your website?
Because I wasn't getting paid for my fucking Steve-O videos, you know?
I see,
like,
all right.
And I mean, there's more to it than that. I'm not going to get into it, but, so it's like, start over from scratch, and,
What is the website?
It's steveo.com.
Steve-O.com?
No hyphen, S-T-E-V-E-O.com.
S-T-E-V-E-O.com.
Yeah. And if you were just to Google Steve-O or whatever, the official Steve website. But it's fun. And, you know, like, you know how big this MySpace business is?
Huge.
I've got over 200,000 MySpace friends now. I always send all these messages out to them.
So, in other words, it's a great marketing tool for you.
It's pretty wild.
You can say right to your audience, here's my video.
Yeah, yeah. And
What did you prepare for us today?
I don't know if you saw the whole TV, the movie, but on the Cribs spoof bit,
yeah.
I become a rapper. Like,
really?
So, like...
Can you rap?
Honestly, it was just a ridiculous idea. It's like, how are we going to make a MTV Cribs parody, like, funny? And I was like, all right, well, we'll make it, like, my career is completely over, and I'm trying to make a big comeback by becoming a white rapper, you know? Like,
okay.
I deliberately set out to record the worst possible rap that I could write and record.
And what happened? You ended up liking it.
Honestly, like, everyone that heard, not everyone that heard it, but it's funny, you know?
Oh,
like,
if you
like,
want to rap, is that what you're saying?
So what I'm saying is everyone thought this rap music I made was so fucking hysterical that I'm in negotiations with Universal goddamn Records. They're talking about giving me a record deal to make the world's first.
Let me hear you rap now. You brought a guy
I brought a guy.
The human beatbox kind of guy?
Yeah. He's the director of National Lampoon's TV, the movie, too, so...
And he can do beatbox.
We've been practicing all morning, like, I'm going to be mortified if I blow this.
Who is this guy? This very good-looking man. Yeah, go ahead. What is your name, sir?
I'm Sam Macaroni.
You're Sam Macaroni, and you are the director of TV, the movie.
Yeah, and I got some words here I'm about to flow.
All right, so you do a rap thing with Steve. I would like to hear it. Would you like to hear it, everyone?
Let's go.
All right, then maybe you guys can do your tug of war if you want to. All right.
I can say, like, we're calling this song STD. Down with STDs.
Yeah, totally.
All right, here we go. All right. You wrote this, Steve?
Yeah, literally, like, in the last, like, 12 hours.
Fuck yeah, here we go.
When I was unknown, it was hard to bone. I spent a lot of time jerking off alone.
Tugging it solo.
But now I'm on TV, so chicks love me. That's why my dick is crawling with fleas. It's oozing cheese. It's spreading disease to mad groupies.
Stupid slut bag.
I stick my dick in the filthiest trash, and no amount of cash will get rid of this rash. Condoms are something I will not stash. They take all the fun out of fucking ass.
Fucking condoms.
I hate latex. I write that. Checks. I'll kill mad bitches with bareback sex. I have hepatitis from an A to X.
Flaring is scaring.
Who fucking knows how many hoes I pass back and forth between my bros. I have more diseases than fingers and toes. Some are cool, but herpes blows.
Too bad for those sluts.
It's not that bitch when your sores are itching. It feels like razor blades that you're pissing.
Painful discharge.
Touching my dick is psychotic. No antibiotic will do the trick. You will stay sick because my prick came inside you lightning quick.
You're fucking screwed.
I'm so contagious, it is outrageous. This mistake you'll regret for ages.
You fucked the wrong dude.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, that was like pretty good, right?
What were you guys on when you wrote that, honestly? Was that like cat tranquilizing? Nitrate.
Yeah,
wow.
Like,
Sal, nice dancing.
Thank you.
You really caught up.
Even though I was so focused on my performance, I was
check him out?
I saw that.
I used to be in a crew called the Circuit Breakers.
I know. I might need to bring out the house.
He did some of that dancing you do on your back or the cardboard.
Right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, there he is. There he is dancing.
He was popping and locking.
Sal's one of the few racists who can actually slam dance.
Congratulations on that accomplishment.
Hey, thanks, man.
Really.
And congratulations to you, too. You know, like.
Thank you. Your anniversary. Here at
Sirius.
Unbelievable.
Congrats,
yes. Man. Thank you very much. And the new movie is called TV the Movie, opening tomorrow in select theaters. And Steve-O is the star of the movie, I understand.
Are you above the title?
He is the title. I'm just top billing, babe. First name in the credits.
All right. Do you guys want to do your stunt for Steve-O in honor of him? All right. Steve, would you like to see this?
Absolutely. Right.
Now, what
are
you guys?
Wait.
Explain it again, Sal. You're going to pull your pants down, you and Richard, and what are you going to do? You're going to tie rubber bands to your penis.
Yeah. Well, we got one rubber band here. We're going to each put it on our peckers.
All right. And here we go. This is a big stunt in honor of Steve-O. See what you've spawned.
And then if Steve-O's up for it, he sounded into the cock twisting too.
He said he wanted to pass on challenging you.
Dude, he's got an anteater.
I did.
Now you're tying the rubber band to your penises, right?
Yep.
All right. And now what do you have to do?
Oh no, that's not an anteater.
Man, what do you say? What happened?
I don't know. This came off.
This ain't gonna work.
It's hard if you're uncircumcised.
Didn't you guys?
Oh, you do have an anteater.
Okay, I put it over my nuts.
No, you gotta wrap it around twice.
Richard's tried this before, he knows.
And Sal and Richard, what's the idea?
There you go.
You walk backwards, and whoever can hang in there the longest?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve, what do you think of this?
Snaps. No, this is gonna hurt, dude, if it snaps.
Oh.
This is the dumbest thing ever. Hey.
I'm not offended by the male nudity.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my goodness.
I win.
Oh, Richard won. Now, what do we think of
it? I'm not offended, but I got to be honest. I think it's tragic. You know? I mean, like...
It's funny in a way, though, right?
I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I get criticized for being in my 30s and you know, being professionally adolescent, you know?
Right, but these guys...
These guys are older than me, and it's like they're just starting out.
And these guys disgust you, don't they?
They don't disgust me, but...
How about this? Watch this, Steve-O. Can you do this?
What are you doing?
He's twisting his...
It's so gross. Get out of here.
Can you leave? Can you do three?
Watch this, Steve. Watch. Stay there.
No, don't. Don't. No.
Oh, no.
You're not spitting on my peck.
Do those guys have a future in your kind of work or not?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think they should quit beating around the bush and just start sucking each other's dongs right now.
Artie left. Artie left the room during.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He did. He had to leave. All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, you're doing great.
I'm really, really... just very happy lately, man. Thank you.
Good. And I would love to hear, even off the air, the list of celebrity women you're banging. They're all celebrities,
stories,
right?
I bet he has stories.
I bet you got some stories. Any wild parties you've been to?
Sure, yeah.
What'd you do New Year's? Who were you with?
New Year's? Oh, man. I really overdid it on the ketamine on New Year's.
You were high on cat tranquilizers.
The night before New Year's Eve, again, I got totally wasted with K-Fed.
K-Fed? Wow.
Yeah. And it was I came up to him and said, hey, man, like, I wasn't ripping on you in the media, dude. Like, you know, I just said I thought it was kind of weird that you were getting wasted with me when you had a kid like 3 days before. You know, like, that's all. You know, like,
you're more responsible.
I was not, like, ripping on you, and, you know, like, he's a nice guy, honestly.
Yeah, you think that's a relationship that will continue? Or
I don't know. Like,
you and K-Fed?
You know, I mean...
I like that you said to the guy, hey, maybe you should be home with your kid. You just had a kid, and you're partying with me on New Year's.
I was like, didn't you just have like a second kid? He's like, well, that was my fourth, man.
Who is the biggest celebrity you tried to bang but rejected you?
Oh, man, I'm so fearful of rejection.
Has anyone rejected you? I mean, major
I was
move.
Trying to fuck Kennedy that one time.
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy?
No.
he's a very big power man. I can imagine him. He's scary. Kennedy, you mean who is Kennedy?
Who is Kennedy?
She's an old VJ friend.
Oh, I know
you
Kennedy.
Really mean
yeah.
the MTV VJ?
Yeah.
Oh, that Kennedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she said, no way, I don't want you, Steve-O. No fucking way.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I had that, like, the supermodel babe.
Well, yeah, but you got her.
You got her, yeah.
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 I don't know. You know, honestly,
have you rejected anyone?
Have I rejected?
Him.
You wouldn't just pay for it.
No, I'm pretty good about fucking everyone. You know,
you're a good guy, though.
But it's intimidating. You know, like say you start a romance with another celebrity, then all of a sudden it's all just about your fucking relationship.
Right.
I'd rather just keep mowing down civilians.
All right, well, good. You keep doing it. Steve-O, by the way, did a very dangerous stunt, as he said. He filled condoms with weed and swallowed them.
Oh.
And then shit them out in India.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know about this, but you flew through Singapore.
I connected to Singapore, where drug smuggling is punishable by death.
So
you know how ridiculous this is? Like, I'm absolutely a helpless addicted pothead. And
you needed pot so bad that
you smuggled it in.
You swallowed it in condom.
Yes, I put it in the condom. I tie the condom in a knot. Then I swallow it. And, then I poop it out. And
you were your own mule.
Yeah, it's called ass grass.
Ass grass.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy because this asshole had a huge bag of weed taped to his dick on,
your director.
The balls.
I had the most incredible sack of legal California marijuana taped to
my whatever. I told him, like, dude, you know.
He probably saved me.
Like, it's just dumb, you know? Like, when you can just show up and you're like, I have weed waiting for you, you know? Right. I only smuggle weed to countries that'll kill you for smoking it.
That's the real stunt.
I know, it's awesome, yeah.
And TV, they're in here saying, when I twist your dick.
TV the movie, is this your first movie you made?
This is the first one I directed, yeah. Lee Majors, Judd Nelson, Steve-O's our lead guy.
Where'd you go, to directing school? How'd you learn how to do this?
Oh, yeah, I directed some music videos. And
oh, yeah, so this is a big deal for you, your first movie.
The big thing was, they wrote the script. He and one of my jackass castmates, Preston Lacey, they wrote this script. They somehow joined the Writers Guild.
Right.
And then sold the script.
Total con job.
So, yeah.
Thank God for Xenon Pictures. These are the only people that would put out this film.
Is it really that bad? Hardcore, dirty.
TV the movie.
Like, his family didn't get mad at Jackass 2, but.
Yeah, my family watches me literally risk my life on Jackass, right? And like, you'd think that. And then, they were not even fazed by Jackass 2. Then they see TV the movie, and
they freak out.
They freaked out. Like, my move from, like, life-threatening behavior into low-impact comedy fiction was completely upsetting.
All right, what about this movie is so wrong? Tell me what I will see that will offend me.
There's, racism, anal rape,
drugs, yeah.
Drugs.
Fat people beating up midgets all over the place.
Fat people beating up midgets.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Out. Yeah.
All right, now you got a good movie.
Yeah, so
sweet. You know,
You know what? I'm going to go for the racism and stay for the fat people beating up midgets.
All right, fuck yeah, dude.
All right, Ralph, go ahead. You're on the air for Steve-O. Ask him a question. The man is very busy. He can't stay here all day. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I guess it's more common. I'm wondering how he gets laid, because I seen him on that show, Blind. Date.
I fucked that chick.
You fucked her?
Yeah, it took me 2 months, yeah, but...
Because it didn't seem like...
I know, dude. Like, they gave me the hardest editing job they could come up with, but
oh, yeah,
I did actually fuck her.
What do you mean you don't see how Steve Oaken get laid? He's a nice-looking guy.
He was just, like, always on, you know what I mean? He couldn't just kick back.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I can even agree, even though I did fuck her. But that was... I mean, that's going back to, like, 2005.
You have no game, is what you're saying.
Wait, yeah, why did you hang in there for 2 months for her, because she wasn't that hot.
She wasn't that hot, you're right, but I had to fuck her before the show aired, because I knew everyone was going to be like, no way, you fart, you know?
Let me ask you a question.
pestered her.
You say that you have sex with these women, and then they turn into stalkers.
Do
you tell the women ahead of time, look, I'm going to have sex with you, and I'm not going to be into you afterward? Are you upfront about it, at least?
Well, look at him, Howard. Is a girl going to get a hold of him and say, I want to marry the guy?
Yeah, evidently.
Apparently they are.
Believe it or not, I've seen chicks freak out over him. Dude.
Yeah.
So why are you so angry with these chicks in the Central?
I'm not angry. It's just it can be a hassle. Like, I'm kind of used to traveling all the time. And
right.
I love fucking a girl, leaving her in that town, and I'm, you know? But I'm more just based in L.A. now, so.
Right.
It's like shitting in your own bed.
All right. Well, there you go. Steve-O.
Whatever that meant.
Steve-O shitting his own bed is what he meant. It means very literal. All right. Thank you, Ralph. And let's go to Phyllis. Phyllis says she needs to speak to Steve-O.
Oh,
go ahead, Phyllis.
Here's one of your...
Hey there, Steve-O. I work for PETA, and I just wanted to say...
Your
rant against the Ringling Brothers Circus was rocking. It was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
All right. Are you a...
You're against the Ringling Brothers Circus?
Well... yeah, totally. Like, you know, I used to be this guy that, like, needed to be in the circus because I don't know how to do anything except just act like an asshole and make people laugh.
Clown college graduate, no?
Yeah,
true,
I graduated from Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College, and I mean, I just wanted to be in the circus, you know. Like, I never fucked with any animals, but
like you saw those, Steve.
Yeah, like when I was in, I didn't work for the Ringling Circus, but I worked for. This other one, the Hannaford Family Circus. And yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like they just jab these fucking elephants with like these, it's got like the stick they have, it's got this ridiculous hook and they put these tassels on it to
make it look nice.
To disguise the hook. And you know, like I saw firsthand, like really firsthand, I just got kind of bummed out on it.
What kind of human being could sit and put a hook on an elephant?
Yeah, you know, and I mean, if you're going to go see the circus, spend your money on Cirque du Soleil. It's a better show, and they don't fucking torture animals.
Right on.
You
know?
All right, I'm getting that.
And people can see your rant, and they really should, because it's unbelievably cool, at PETA2.com, PETA2.com. And I'm not just plugging it. It's really worth looking at.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I look hot, and I got a good message, and I'm going to save the animals.
There you go. We're all down with that. Scott, go ahead. You're on the air in Naples.
Hey, what's up, big fan Steve-O there. Sal and Richard should just fucking get over with it.
Marty, you left the room, right? You couldn't take it.
Yeah, I was getting a little sick. Plus, I had to go outside and have a cupcake.
I got two questions.
Marty's taking his nap.
I got two questions for Steve-O. One, what did you think about Wee Man being on that show last night?
The cop one?
Yeah, and two, we heard before on the radio that you had gotten a hand job from a guy.
What? Is that true?
A hand up from a guy? No.
He says he didn't. How about Wee Man on TV? He was on the show where you become a police officer.
No. Like what he might be thinking about, I never got a hand job from a guy, but when I was in Russia, I did kiss the head of a man's penis.
Oh, jeez, Steve.
Hey, man, you know, like...
That's crazy.
You know, I was in Russia. We were drunk, you know? Like, you know, it's not gay if your bros are filming it.
All right, well...
Remind me not to drink in Russia.
Steve-O, you are a great guest. I wish you guys luck with the new movie. It sounds like it's loaded with fun.
It really is.
Except for the rape. There's not a real rape in there, is it? No. Fake rape. All right. Steve-O in TV, the movie opening tomorrow in select theaters. For more information, go to tvthemovie.com.
Yeah, and I really do want to get, like, you know, a lot of hits on my website today. It was a real fucking hassle to have to start from goddamn scratch.
All right.
And,
we saw you a look at it.
My website is loaded with fun, naughty shit, and it's all free. There's tons of...
Steve-O.com.
Steve-O.com, yeah. All right. And, the more traffic, show me some love, man, because it sucks fucking having a new website with, like, such a small little number on the clicker. You
know, like. Our audience will be good about it. They'll go over and check out
Steve-O's
website.
It's fun.
And to win a cast of Steve-O's balls, go to villagevoice.com. Sam Macaroni, good luck on your movie. The movie is called TV, the movie.
Yeah, and we did that fucking rap song was sweet, huh?
Well, I got to tell you something. I didn't really understand.
You better go get another staple gun.
Yeah. Don't give up your day job. All right.
Well, All right. Well, I'm going to keep working on it.
Maybe you just need some work. You just wrote that 12 hours ago.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah,
flow is off.
I think macaroni was the problem. I will be back right after these words.